I'm a big believer that people need to are more productive when they're in person. And really, man, the whole sort of work from home thing, it's like, I think it's, look, there are some exceptions, but I kind of think that the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the, you know, the fake Marie Antoinette quote, let them eat cake. Mm-hmm. It's like really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home. The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home, but you can. Does that seem morally right?
Two major shifts happened in America during the COVID crisis. The first one was society's embracing of technology. Zoom, doing video conferences. Now you can do doctor appointments via telehealth. So that adaptability of technology and embracing it is something that we did. And the second part of it, that this clip that I alluded to in the beginning, was about the complaints of people working from home. People realize, and society realized, that we can all work from home, or at least a lot of our jobs we can still do from home. And I've seen a lot of executives push back on this. I've had these conversations internally at my job about, should we bring people to the workplace? My answer is, it depends. If you are obviously working in a supermarket and you're working in the deli department, or you're working, you can't do that from home. There's certain jobs you cannot do from home. But a job like accounting or finance or anything where you're in front of a computer all day, you don't need to be in the office. And that's a battle, and obviously a topic of discussion that I've had with many people over time, in recent times at least. And my opinion on it is, when it comes to working from home, it's all on the individual. If the individual is not motivated enough to get work done, or is not able to have a balance, then obviously that person needs to be at the office. Like, everyone is different in that sense. I feel that working from home gives you as close to a work-life balance as possible. And that's the reason why I am not for going to work. Because the problem with these employers that we have is simple. It's that they are obsessed with work. They don't give a fuck about your family life, marital life, personal life. They don't care about any of that. So the problem becomes is that when you're, let's just say you transition back the workplace to everybody going in and working and then doing the whole commute thing like we did before. Let's do that. The reality of that is that people are not going to have that balance. And then let's say I need to go take care of my daughter. I need to go take her to do this. Or I need to take care of my whatever personal life situations happen. At work environments, there's little leeway for that. So I would say to the employers that want it back, okay, what policies have you refined that allow the leniency that you're worried about getting from home? Because I understand that. I understand that we have employees that are not able to be focused. They're raising kids. They got situations, right? They get distracted, whatever it is. I don't fucking know. They get whatever the reasons are that people find. I love working from home. I have no problem with it. I'm self-motivated. I'm always sending my plans, what I'm going to do today. So I'm motivated. Like it's like, I love it. I created my own gym here now. I don't want to leave the house in a way. I don't want to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to be one of those people that are going to be talking to myself to 80. Like this. I'm just going to be doing this all fucking time. And because I love just the tranquility of home. Don't get me wrong. I'll travel and shit like that. But anyway. But you get my point, is that the employers that are complaining about this are the ones that are not giving any leeway to their employees to have that work-life balance. They'll say, You know, and that's the thing about society that I laugh about all the time. There's always this, it's all about family. It's all about family. It's all about family. Family, family, health and family and God. But in reality, it's not like that. In the sad of the work environment is that the people at the top are obsessed with work. The people at the top, they love work. This is all they do. They don't care about their kids. They don't care about their spouses. They don't care about anything else. They just care about work. They're obsessed with work. So there's this subconscious expectation that people have to be just as committed as they are. And some people can be committed as they are, but they don't have any ownership stake or they don't have the money that you have. So their caring level is not going to be at your level. That's the reality of work. You know, like a person that makes $10 million a year, or let's just say you make $150,000 a year. Your subordinates that are making half of that or a third of that are not going to be as motivated as you. Why? Because they have more of a balance. They're not as ambitious as you are. And the ones that are, obviously, are going to show you. But you get the point. It's that usually the people at the top are the most ambitious when it comes to this. And I understand it. But those ambitious people at the top that frown upon people like me, they want to have more of a work-life balance. Because that's the reality of my... It's like I could... Everyone has the choice as far as what career path they want to take. I, as a parent and as a father, know the reality of what men do when they go dive into their careers. They're not able to be good fathers. They're not able to be good husbands. No matter what anybody tells me, the biggest indicator of you being a great parent is how much time you spend with your kids. That's it. Because when you're making that time, when you're investing that time in them, when you're making that effort to be with them, to go to their events, to partake in their student activities, to all these things that make up the bonding and the nurturing and the experience of parenting. And it sounds like a very girlish thing to say, but that's how I feel about it. Like parenting was a choice I made. So therefore, if I made that choice to be with this person, then it's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's what makes me feel good. And for a lot of people out there working from home, it gives them that very same balance they're looking for. There's people out there that are professionals that are able to work, okay, take a little break, and then go back into it. I love my job because I could go from 4 hours work, then take a 3 hour break in between, and then go work 4 hours more without a problem. And people that are disciplined and love their job and want to make a difference and love contributing to a cause that in return gives them a paycheck, that's awesome. That's what society's all about. But when the employers, it's twofold, because the employees are not sometimes motivated, because what happens to the slackers when they work from home? Absolutely, they're going to slack even more. Totally get it. So I get the argument from the people that want everyone at the office. I get that. The slackers or the bad apples are the ones that want it that way. But most people on the average are professional, because what you realize with people, this is purely bro science for me, but I think people, when they go to work, they value their contribution. For the most part, when somebody works and someone's mature and someone chooses to be a part of a work environment, part of their self-worth, not all of it, but a good portion of it, is how good of a job they do at the office. They want to know that they went in, put in 40 hours of their time, and said, you know what? I kicked ass. I did good. I did my thing. I enjoy it. I love being a part of this company. I love being a part of this team. I love being part of this group. So I think most people are like that. So when I hear these executives talk about how we need to have everybody in the office because everyone's going to produce more, I get it. But then what are you going to offset that with? Because the need for work-life balance is something that now the workers have pushed on. Now the workers are saying, hey, I'm not going to obsess with being in the office when you're not giving me the money that I want to have. And that's the reality of it, is that when we're not paying, a lot of those employers are not paying these people to work their ass up and to do all these things. They're not even giving them like a path to say, okay, you stay in this path, I'm going to make you regional manager. If you stay on this path, this is what I'm going to do for you. We're just giving this, okay, work, figure it out. No, it changed. And now employers are stuck in a bind. So I think it's a case-by-case scenario. You got to look at, okay, pre-COVID production versus post-COVID production. And obviously you have to look at the market conditions for whatever your industry is. You know, was the whole industry in general impacted? Was it just your company? If your company has bigger losses than, let's say, others in the industry, then yeah, then you got to shake things up. But if everything is relatively the same, then you got to understand that it's not going to go anywhere, because people in general are producing, in my opinion, and people are getting their work done. It's not easy to work from home either, but it's more convenient for all of us to work from home. It is. And you know, I am, you know, the thing about work environments that I don't like at all is that you have the gossip. There's people at work that love that shit. They love going into the office and love just stirring up problems, hearing gossip, just talking about other people and opinions. And they really get off on that environment. So I love it because it eradicates that altogether. You don't have to worry about any of that shit. So I don't know. It would be interesting to hear people's feedback from this one, knowing about what works in the work environment.
That's messed up.
You see it as a moral issue?
Yes.
I mean, I see it more as
it's a productivity issue, but yeah. It's also a moral issue. People should get off the goddamn moral high horse with the work from home bullshit. Because they're asking everyone else to not work from home while they do.
And yet there's still pushback, by the way. It's still going on. This battle is still happening. I mean, leaders of organizations, and I speak to plenty of them, I want people back. 3 days a week, they're still battling. It's not clear that it's ever going to change. People are not coming back 5 days a week.
Look, the laptop class is living in la-la land, okay? As I said, you can't, but look at the cars. Are people working from home here? Of course not. So the people were, you know, building cars, servicing the cars, building houses, fixing houses, making the food, making all the things that people consume. It's messed up to assume that yes, they have to go to work, but you don't.